It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
Talk Show episode 999.
What is happening?
That's me on the megaphone.
Everybody, happy Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening when it's dropped, but if you're not, how are you?
Yeah. So why Tommy's speaking like that? That is because we spent all day working on the studio for episode 1000, which is happening in 11 hours time. In less than 11 hours, we'll be sitting in these seats. We've set up, I think we've got about 8 cameras for tomorrow. Go to youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show. Make sure you watch our 1,000 minutes to celebrate episode 1,000.
And Josh is now talking like a robot because we're tired. And I turn the back of him and he just talks if I turn the back of him.
No, it's exciting times.
No, it is. It's it feels like... Do you have parties as a kid?
No.
You didn't have
No, so yeah, I guess like New Year's Eve or things like that.
No. Birthday parties. Like where your parents would put on a party for you at home.
But not really at home.
Where were they? Like sports centres or some kind of like activity centre?
I think they sort of stopped. I didn't have any from sort of age 13 maybe. Oh, no, I did. I lie.
They're like dance.
No, I did.
Actual parties. Yeah. They're gatherings at 13 onwards. Like. Yeah. You don't have any memory of this shit? You're the guy that loves this.
So, I remember I remember getting the microphone out, having all my mates on the couch as I would like be singing and shit.
That was fucking last weekend.
that's every
that
weekend.
That was Meat Fest last weekend. No, I was just going to say it feels like the night before. The night before Christmas or the night before your party, early morning. As you mentioned this week on the show, like that energy that you can bring to something, like an early rise and needing to get in to start to do something.
Feeling clammy.
Yeah, feeling like you,
don't you think? Like you're just out of body.
You're a bit sick.
Mm-hmm.
You could have Rona.
Yes.
Like, but we're pushing through.
Yeah. You
mate,
got to.
Nothing's stopping tomorrow at 1,000. The 1,000th time we will turn on the microphones.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it more.
Right,
than
Mr. Broadcaster.
Listeners,
turn on the microphones and speak to your listeners. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
So it's a big day.
Mm-hmm. Can we tease some of the stuff that we've got happening?
Yeah. Oh, first up,
yes.
The big cup company. These are the big yellow cups. I don't have any on me, but there is one on George's desk right now that we can see. These are going to be yours if you want them. If you're in Melbourne, Friday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. What's the date?
Tomorrow will be the 16th.
Friday the 16th.
P.O. Box actually lapses today and I pay the P.O.
Shit.
Box.
Friday, 16th of April.
Yeah.
8 Ferguson Street in Abbotsford. That's where you come. If you want a cup, come there because there's a doorbell and there's a cup over the doorbell and it's got a little hole in the cup. You just put your finger through the hole.
Are we doing the golfing thing for everyone?
I would like to.
Okay. So
it is good, but if we're doing there is something.
It?
Yeah. So
putt
there
for cups.
Putt for a cup.
Putt for a cup.
This was invented by George Martin and we have in the garage, we've got a rolled out piece of carpet.
Yes.
It's about 8 foot. 8 to 10 foot. There's a cup that I've now fixed down, and when you arrive and you press that doorbell, we will open the garage and you can come in and putt for a cup. You know what? I'm giving away these cups for free.
That's huge for Pete. That is massive.
You know what? I think
if the cups bring us down. You know.
No, I've done the math.
Yes.
And I'm willing to take the loss on the cups.
Yeah, great.
For
it's not
the
a
Gronk
loss
squad.
It's not a loss if it's for the Gronk
squad. It's absolutely
squad.
Not a loss.
Can I tell you who we have planned for tomorrow?
Yeah, run through because we've got 16 hours of content to get through. Over 16 hours. Mm-hmm. Run us through. Come on, son.
Okay. Peter Shepherd joins us. Gemma Watts, Jules Lund, Stacey June, Crystal Andrews from Sydney. She'll be dialing in. So will Ben Fordham. Trev Long will be having a musical guest, Jack Post. Matt Diavella from Sydney via the internet,
just like the other three,
Craig Harper in studio, yeah. And finishing up at that around the 10 p.m. to 10:40, we yeah. have the one and only Ryan Shelton.
Yeah, this is great. This is I'm fired up about that. They I feel like it's just hanging out with friends for mm-hmm. 16 hours, and I've done that, mm-hmm. but I had to take drugs to do it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's called a bender.
Yeah, Big Bong Company. no, but it will be great. It does sort of have vibes of the 24-hour stream.
Yeah.
The great thing is that we can I talk about some of the tech that we've organized?
Yeah, why not? We've don't have much else to say because okay. we're fucking a bit buggered.
Well, some of my favorite things that we've incorporated. So we've got lots of cameras. We're using an Australian company called Bird Dog. They have a PTZ camera. So we've yeah. got pan, tilt, and zoom, everyone. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we also have connected up the garage. So as guests arrive, they'll either drive in or walk into the garage yeah. and they'll be greeted with us talking to them already. George will be there handing them a microphone yeah, yeah, and it, yeah. it starts as soon as you yeah, walk yeah. through the front
yeah,
door.
Yeah. And the best thing is we haven't told anybody that's what's
going to
happen.
Well, no, this is it. This is me telling them.
Oh, yeah. So, this is it. Yeah. Okay. But I'm sure Craig Harper won't listen to this and he'll be mm-hmm. it'll be 8 p.m. on a Friday night mm-hmm. and he'll just be a bit blown away.
Yeah.
But up for it.
Yeah.
It'll be, what are you boys
it'll be
done?
Good fun. And so, on the thing of having parties, like did you obviously had some.
Yeah, I had one. All I remember is this one kid who sits at the head of the table. At a party.
The birthday boy or girl.
Yeah. Well, there was one party I've got a photo mm-hmm. and I just remember the blow up of this kid wanting to sit at the head of the table.
Mm-hmm. And this wasn't happening.
No, he sat at the head of the okay. table and there's a photo.
And so was the blow up with you? Were
I
you
think I wanted to
hit,
sit at the head of the table mm-hmm. for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your birthday.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one day that you. You should let ego take control mm-hmm. of your body.
Yeah. yeah.
Your birthday. Mm-hmm. Birthdays are very egocentric.
yeah, yeah. I mean, you only get one. I mean, I'm not really a birthday guy.
Yeah, celebrating 1,000 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Ego.
yeah, yeah. It does feel weird. Like, we've spoken about it. I don't want to blow our load too early because I know yeah, that we're going
talking
to-
about
we're talking
it.
About
can't
it.
Talk
because
about
because I know tomorrow- this is what we're going to be doing. Yeah. We'll be doing it for 16 hours. It's just actually 16 and a half hours.
Yes.
Just reminded me, Nitty set up a clock. You have a clock to be able to go down in time. I'll be able to organize that.
How? Yeah. Yeah. You do need that.
Mm-hmm. so, I mean, it could be.
I'm trying to think about how to do it.
It could be as simple as an iPad and setting 16 hours and 40 minutes, and you could just have it there. So it's an actual visual because you can do that.
Yeah. We could all set it on our phones as mm-hmm. well. Like everyone's got it. So if, you know.
It goes off at the same time.
Goes out. Yeah. Sorry, can you do 16? Yeah. 16. Yeah. Yeah. Great. This is great.
Why don't you everyone's set it iPhone?
Why? What do you mean?
Well, okay. So if you've got it's going to be in.
No, you want the countdown so I can start and it does that. You want sure. the full, like the actual
yeah, but if you,
countdown.
If you start it now and add the right amount of time,
dude,
it's.
Do you have the head to do the math on that?
Yeah, yeah, I do. Will you be impressed if I tell you straight away?
If you tell me straight away,
uh-huh.
Based on the 1,000 minute,
yeah,
knowing
so,
exactly,
so
we don't want to. We don't want to pull a David Blaine.
It's 16 hours and 39 minutes. Yeah,
it is. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's remember, we missed the date of this whole episode. We did.
But that is so. It's 16 hours and 39 minutes.
Yep.
We're recording this at 7:20 a.m. 7:20 p.m. right now. And so, what you would do is you would say it's 10 hours and 40 minutes. Until the show.
Yeah. So you go add.
So then you add that.
Yeah.
So 10 hours and 40 minutes onto the 16 hours and 39. I can't be fucked. anyway, it doesn't matter. But when you set alarms on your phone, so say if you've got something.
Yeah.
I saw a meme and it's like, you're one of two people. It's like your 5 a.m. alarm or
yeah.
5, 5.10, 5.20.
Yeah. What are you?
I just set a few because, like, might as well if you fuck one up.
Right now, how many alarms
yeah.
have you got set in your iPhone?
Okay.
Like, is it all is it, you can see it without swiping?
Yeah, yeah. So,
or do you need to swipe a bunch?
I have 1:50 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m., 3:50 a.m., 4 a.m., 4 a.m., 4:15 a.m., 4:30 a.m., 4:45.
What are you doing? What are you doing at that time? 5:10,
5:20, 5:30, 5:40, 5:50, 6, 6:15, 6:30, 6:45 a.m., 7 a.m., 7:27 a.m., 7:45 a.m., 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 10:49 a.m., 11:50 a.m., 1:40 p.m., 3:01 p.m., 6:35 p.m.
And onwards. And just say how many.
8:25
p.m. Just count how many more 11, you've got.
That's it.
That's
11, 11 p.m., yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I've got 5, 5, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, hey Siri, delete all alarms.
And it will do it?
Yes.
Gone. Oh, that's good.
That's a hack. Because think about it, most people would try and just turn them all off or delete them one by one.
Well,
ask Siri to do it. Outsource to Siri. That's what we say.
Talking about outsourcing to Siri and hacking, there is an event for Apple. They're announcing some new things.
Yes.
April 20. Very exciting. I'm thinking it could be the air tags or whatever they're called, which will allow you to find different items. So you'll put it on your like a low power Bluetooth or things like that.
Yeah.
So you can track where your bags are, or if
you've
lost something.
Does it have to be in your house, or is this like your wife's banging Tyrone?
Well, no, but you'd use Find Friends for that.
Yeah, but what if she turns off Find Friends? Well,
it's getting into a little bit of sort of a seedy territory. You can't do that.
But
you shouldn't be really tracking people like that.
You shouldn't track people. Should you track your staff members?
If there's approval, if they know about it, it's okay. But you should
That's not how you catch a cheater, though.
Ask for approval. It's seedy. You shouldn't do it. But anyway, Apple.
Yes.
20th of April. Do you know how people found out? Do you know how it was leaked?
I'm guessing hacked.
No. Someone asked Siri. Said, "Hey Siri, when's the next Apple event?" I said, "April 20."
No.
Before the announcement happened.
Really?
They'd already updated it in some sort of system, and someone asked Siri, and that's how it got announced.
Hey Siri, when's the next Apple event? Yeah, the special event is on Tuesday, April 20 at Apple Park in Cupertino.
In Cupertino, yeah.
Cupertino, wow. And the only reason I wanted to do that is because I was thinking, is that pulling from news? Like, you can ask Siri to tell you about a person, and it usually goes like Wikipedia or something. It says that it's pulling from apple.com/au, yours. But I wonder if that was like on the site back end or something, and somehow Siri, the dude, little dog, do you reckon she got in trouble?
Well, engineers or whatever. No, I think it's fine. I think,
Do you think there's these, the leak stuff?
Yeah.
You hear people leaking.
Yeah.
Comedians leaking stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You think it's...
There's a guy getting sued right now in a massive way.
Who?
An ex-Apple employee.
For leaking something?
Yeah. It's huge. So, apparently, he did some of this stuff whilst using a phone.
Yeah.
That wasn't owned by Apple. Apple sues former MacBook product design employee for allegedly leaking to the press. It's a huge, huge case.
Mm. I guess when there's lots and lots of money at stake. Mm.
Well, there was also the, I think it was, I can't remember which, whether it was Engadget or Gizmodo, one of those tech blogs back in the day. This would have been 2008, 2009. An Apple employee using the latest Apple phone accidentally leaves it in an Uber.
Which sounds crazy, like if you've got the first Apple or whatever the phone was, if you've got the first of its kind, you'd think you'd be more careful. Like,
it actually had a case that sort of made it look less like the new phone. So it sort of hid some of the features. But anyway, got left in an Uber. Someone then went to, I think it was Gizmodo, and said, "Hey guys, I've got this phone. Do you want it?" God. Rather than Gizmodo reporting about it, they actually went to the police.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal because it showed the power of tech companies, because they ended up getting raided and stuff. The person had the phone. Like, it was a big deal.
I left a small HD, which is like a screen that plugs into a camera.
Yeah.
Not telling you, mate.
Yeah.
I left one in a park, real tired. I was just sleepy and I wasn't thinking. And I had my camera. It had the small HD off the side, and it was on a shoulder rig, and I fucking took it off for some reason, put it down, and then went about my business. What's someone doing with that? Like, if you're just a gronk who finds that, you wouldn't know what it is. You wouldn't know what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how? Like, what do you do at that in that case? Mm-hmm. Like, the unlucky for a tech person to find the iPhone and know. Yeah. If I found that, wouldn't think to do that.
Yeah. I mean, Scooter Derek played golf with him. He had his jacket, didn't want to walk around with his jacket, left it on the ground outside the pro shop, right? I was like, what are you doing? He's like, it'll be fine. Anyway, we finished the golf round. He just walks on up to the pro shop, to Lost and Found, grabs his jacket like it's a fucking cloakroom. Like, that's how he is.
Hang on, wait. He put it onto the ground
ground.
So they would pick it up.
They'd be like, he said, someone, Scooter was like, oh, geez, that was lucky. Apparently they found it in the car park. So someone had taken it from out the front of the pro shop, tested it out, wasn't a good fit, and then left it on the ground in the car park.
It's kind of clever because what he's understanding is human psychology and understanding what the first go to will be, and that is usually found this like useless. So you know how you see people hang keys on a path, might be a bike path or somewhere, and it's like obviously someone's lost them. The beach, there's like hard to take them to the cops if you don't know if there's no name on them.
Yeah,
you just hang them there.
Yeah,
and you hope that person comes back looking for them. But that's clever.
Yeah, lost and found things interesting. I mean, George was leaving his mate's car at the airport, and he just put the keys on the wheel.
Okay, that can go bad.
Yeah,
I had a friend that had his car broken into. There was keys inside. They drove it off.
Yeah, that's really annoying, isn't it?
Very unlucky. Think surfing. A dude who went for a run at the tan has like an old sick BMW, I think it was, or a Mercedes, like an old school, like sought after, put the keys under the tire vibe. They found them.
Yeah. It's an obvious thing.
Right? Surfing and stuff. There's new. So we used to do it when we went surfing, but there's now lock boxes. Dude, lock boxes are the best. If you don't have a lock box. So we have a key in our lock box at our house. It's out the front.
At that point, why don't you just... So, the lockbox is a code?
Lockbox is a code.
Yeah, so the thing
you're
is...
You're not getting inside that
lockbox. Ideally, you want just a code on your lock.
Yeah.
I mean, good point, if you're talking about... Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But then we walked out the front. Amy closed the door. I was like, you got the keys? Because I was still packing the car. She's like, no, I thought you had the... Oh, no. Anyway, lockbox.
So, Amazon have released a product with their doors, sort of a service where... you can allow Amazon delivery drivers to put your delivered goods inside your home. Would you allow them to do that without you being at home?
If I lived in New York and I had like a, absolutely not.
Really? No.
No, I don't.
Because you were funny about it. So, Jess is getting her smoke detectors checked out.
Yeah.
And she just let them in without her being home.
I would never let a smoke detector person in.
Mm-hmm.
I would never let anyone but the real estate agent, because I think you're actually... You could probably push back on it. No,
the real estate agent, they have to give 24 hours notice, and if they do that, then...
But that's their right. They have a right to look in your property. Wow.
To inspect.
I mean, the owners of this property where we are have a right to inspect, but they just haven't taken that right.
Yeah.
It's been 2 and a bit
They'd
years.
They'd be a bit shocked, wouldn't they?
They would be right, especially if they went to the garage right now. When I was stripping over in New Zealand, there was like four guys that I met when we started. I didn't know who they were before, and so I had to become buddies. One of them was a roadie, like a sound guy who would set up all the microphones, the speakers, etc. He, Loose Unit, was like running late to the airport when we were flying out. We flew out from Sydney Airport and parking, like GB, you know, experienced, it's, mm-hmm. it's hard to find, expensive, where do you leave it? Yep. If you're going away for a long time, if you haven't booked a car spot, blah, blah, blah. He put it on the side of the road. Just left it on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. Some people are loose
silly,
like that, dude.
Silly, silly.
Casey Neistat put something on his Twitter. Mm-hmm. It was like, just a question. If you get enough, if you have enough unpaid parking fines in LA, mm-hmm. can you go to jail for that?
Just pay him. He's got enough money.
Yeah, I know. That's what people are saying. Privilege.
Really,
but
on
he
Twitter.
But he must have a fuckload.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so cautious of parking fines. It's so fucking annoying. They're too annoying.
I agree. It seems unnecessary, doesn't it?
George is pretty loose. He left his car out the front. It was his car. It wasn't his car. He had his mate's car. Maybe that's why. And he's like, oh, I might have one. Oh, don't worry. Didn't get
I guess
one.
Maybe it's because he's like, I'm not paying for the car. You can justify things in a million different ways, can't you?
Well, I think that's what rich people do when they've got a Ferrari and just pay the huge ego. They're like, fuck it, park in this. Mm-hmm. No standing.
Yeah.
It's only annoying when your car gets towed.
Mm-hmm. So, episode 1000 tomorrow, 1000 minutes on youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show.
Yep.
Well, we've got to work out, I think, should we do them shorter so that we can save them down as well? So, for instance, when we did the 24 hours, we couldn't
publish
them.
We're going to stop 8 hours in.
Okay.
Or six
what
hours.
Is it? We've got to work out what the limit is, but between 5 and 6
12 hours.
Great.
GB's across it. Okay, so, we're going to stop maybe 6 hours in for a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's just to start and stop again, which would fuck with the timer if I set that.
Mm-hmm.
Annoying.
Yeah.
But we'll only be a few minutes, so you can then watch the stream again.
Mm-hmm.
The first hour of the show will go up, so you'll be listening tomorrow on the podcast platform to the first hour. It'll be fun, a bit of banter, but then you'll hear the rest of the show throughout the following week.
Mm-hmm.
Part two, part one, part two, part three of the 1,000 episode.
Yeah. All right. We've got to go to bed.
George won't
be. He's working on an edit. But, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.